When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school on this Friday. Before heat again, about to be, hey, it's about to be hot. Hey, all those 60 degree mornings, chilling and all that, nice little breeze, 80 something degrees. Yeah, this is Nebraska. We're going to get right back to it. But
fake fall.
Yeah.
Full effect.
Yeah. Anyways, during the break, DP and Austin, you guys brought up, if you guys haven't been able to check it out, there's a documentary and, you know, Greg Maddux, who's obviously a great pitcher. I was fortunate enough that have WGN growing up. So I was able to watch the Cubs when they were really good. So they had the likes of obviously Greg Maddux. They had my man, Andre Dawson, Mark Grace. They had a ton of Sandberg and all those guys. So I was able to watch him. And I remember, you know, my grandfather, you know, played baseball, and I played it for a little bit. But to watch Greg Maddux go to work, and then also we had TNT, so when he went to the Braves, it was more of the same. And I was talking about him. They, you know, they do the thing, you guys, where, you know, they're interviewing Maddux and Barry Bonds about the same at bat, you know, and obviously they're two different places. And they talk about the mindset and the game and the preparation for, you know, I think it was five pitches before Barry Bonds, you know, sent that thing into orbit. But it's the coolest thing ever. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you know, I wanted to ask you guys, I didn't get to text you guys in the rundown. First get, you know, dive into that. But I want you guys also to think about this as well. Who's the most intimidating pitcher you guys think? Obviously, you know, first guy comes to mind is Bob Gibson. Then you think Randy Johnson. But who else was real intimidating by either their pitch location or just who they are? I mean, for real tough guys. And the guy that really comes to mind because he put them hands on Ventura is Nolan Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are the three.
Yeah.
Those are the three that come to mind first. Clemens, if you want to add it, because Clemens had a little nasty to him. Pedro would handcuff you and take some skin off and not particularly care that you got dirty and would get stitches on your hands. But yeah, those are the five. You can go old school.
Yeah, sure.
Don Drysdale, Juan Marichal was supposed to be filthy.
Yeah. Who's the guy for Kansas City they always show on Twitter that he would be facing? He would face the outfield that he'd punch his glove. You never see
Al Hrabowski, Mad Hungarian.
Yeah.
The Mad Hungarian.
Yeah. I mean,
most closers, Goose Gossage is another one. Yeah.
Closers are psychic.
Yeah. Closers were always a little bit.
I feel like Mo Rivera was intimidating in his own way. Not physically imposing, not overly fired up, but because he was almost too calm for the moment every time. It's like, why am I freaking out and he's not?
Yeah, he was a bit filthy with it, like that his breaker. Yeah, I mean, closers tend to be that way because, one, they don't particularly have time to play with
mess people, around.
Right? They really don't. That's not what it was. There's a guy, one of my favorites, who would hit batters just because. Pascal Perez, who pitched for the Braves. Oh, freeway Pascal, who got lost on the Atlanta freeway. On the day he was supposed to start, he missed his turn, his first trip, because he didn't, you know, didn't really speak the language. But they had given him directions, and he kept missing the turn.
So he and you can do that in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, he just stayed on the loop, right? He stayed on the loop. But Pascal would get into games, and first of all, he would eyeball you, and he'd finger point at you, yeah, shoot guns at you. But then if you got hit off him, he'd just hit you.
Yeah.
Like, he just hit you. Pascal's like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Say, what about you, Austin?
Yeah, all the names mentioned came to mind first. In terms of more recent guys, I think that Max Scherzer with the heterochrome eyes, and he is a bulldog. Like Max Scherzer will stare you down with the two different colored eyes. He's a psycho in the right ways. I think Chris Sale has some of that Randy Johnson to him, where he starts on the first base side of the rubber, and if you're a lefty, why are you stepping in that batter's box against him? You know, three quarters all the way out here, he's able to command it in a nasty breaking ball for a strike. I think that even a guy like peak Jacob DeGrom is up there. I think Skeens can get there with his frame, and he seems like he's got a little bit of an edge, a little bit of an attitude to him. And then low-key, Jonathan Papelbon.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan Papelbon is throwing hands with you.
Yeah. There's a new leader in the clubhouse. I have to, the late great J.R. Richard.
Mm. Yeah.
The Astros at 6 foot nine or whatever he was, 275 pounds.
Yeah.
One of the first three figure mile plyer guys and a filthy, filthy, filthy breaking ball that he would throw at you from anywhere. If he doesn't have the health issues, the heart issues, that's a Hall of Fame dude. Like, he was in the same rotation with Nolan Ryan. He was the guy. Like, you could just, J.R. Richard, pretty frightening. Because he'd hit you, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of my favorite pitchers, I call him the Shelf. Was it Corsho, whatever, the reliever, where you put his hand?
Kimbrel.
Yeah, he messed up his shoulder, so that's how he rehabbed. I used to call him the Shelf. But he's not intimidating. But you know who else? Dave Stewart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And here's why Dave Stewart was intimidating.
Didn't say
anything, but he was like a fourth degree black belt. So if you charge the mound, he's just putting hands on you, and he's a big dude. And obviously, you know, he's intimidating just by his look. Now you hear
he would pull his hat down over his eyes,
right?
So you couldn't see
anything.
You couldn't see where he was throwing it.
It's like, nah, dude.
Yeah,
I got to see some eyeballs, man. I also think
part of pitchers being intimidating is you got to be about that life. Like, whether it's Bob Gibson, Randy Johnson, obviously Nolan Ryan, is one thing to throw inside. Another thing is when they do charge, or like Roger Clemens, you know, when he threw the bat at Mike Piazza, you know, and obviously that was peak Roy. But at the end of the day, he's about it. And you know, the funny story about Nolan Ryan, it just made me think about it, is King Griffey Jr. in that same documentary was talking about Nolan Ryan, or another documentary, he was talking about Nolan Ryan, and they interviewed him when he was a rookie. Nolan Ryan was best friends with his dad, a senior. So Ken Griffey Jr. gets up the bat and, you know, brushes him back, you know, stares at him. First, he stared at him all the way up through to the batter's box, you know, brushes him back, again, throws like a, you know, grounder pitch, walks him. And then, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. stole second, and then stole third on a pass ball. So whatever you want to call it. So Roger Clemens gets they throw it back to the pitcher. Or not Roger Clemens, but Nolan Ryan gets it back from the pitcher. Walks all the way over to him and is like pounding his glove. looking at him. And then I guess in between innings, he goes, he sees Ken Griffey Sr. He's like, rookie, he don't flinch. He's like, I tried everything. He said, I tried everything. But that just lets you know, yeah, that lets you know that he was definitely about that life, man.
My buddy Jason said, the guy that throws the hardest and the least consistent with control, Aroldis Chapman.
Oh, yeah, and he's a big dude, too. He's a
like
big
another dude, too. Big dude that you're really not going to mess with.
Who's the brother that pitched for Pittsburgh that ran, fought the whole dugout?
Because he was a football recruit. It was Amir Garrett.
Amir Garrett. So yeah, because he was a big-time basketball player.
Yeah.
Would have said, when you said Pittsburgh, I immediately think of it. This is a dude that was high on coke and as a starting pitcher. Threw a no-hitter on coke, and nobody – Doc Ellis.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Doc, yeah.
Like, Tom Seaver. Tom Seaver.
Yeah. But Amir Garrett, who was a four-star basketball recruit, and that was the great thing about him.
He did that with the Royals, too, long after that.
Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, they're chirping from the dugout. You have to look it up, text line, if you can send it in. Somebody made him mad. He threw a pitch and just threw his glove up and ran over there. I was like, "What's up?
This is what we doing."
Hey, who want this work? And I'm gonna tell you like this: he was handing out fades though.
I never was a part of a baseball brawl. Never. Like, not in college. Not ever.
You know what's funny is Tony Womack's a good friend of mine, and Junior Spivey. Now, Junior Spivey's built.
Yeah.
Tony is.
Wasn't he a football player?
Yeah, originally. Yeah. And so his cousin is Chester Pitts, who we played together. So, but Tony Womack is he's a little dude, right? And Al made SportsCenter when he was playing with the Salt Dogs. He just broke a little bone. So he's back in North Carolina. When they talk about when they had bench clearing ball, it's funny because Junior was second baseman, I think. And Tony is in outfield. Yeah. Junior's like, oh, I'm waiting for it, right? Like, I'm ready. Yeah. Like, we are anticipating. We're not, you know, moving forward to get a ground ball. We're moving forward to get it thrown in there. Whereas Tony said he waited to the last outfielder to go, then he would go in. Yeah, there he is. He's like, what's up? Because he got pulled. Look at him. Hammer.
I'm gonna go in front of your dugout.
Austin, you gotta replay that back. This is
gonna go to your dugout.
Hold on. This is the best punch right here. Watch this right here. It's called the thunder punch. Watch the right hand set him up and just comes hammer. Watch this. Watch this. Boop boop.
He's doing Roman Reigns.
He sat old buddy down. He ain't got up yet.
There were some great baseball fights. I just was never a part of it. My teams are never a part of my coach.
Oh, you got Puig in there. That was when Puig was in Cincinnati.
There's another one. Yeah,
that's a crazy horse.
Yeah. That we really, really done one.
Well, he got the manager in there. The managers are going at it too. That's what I'm saying.
The skippers are always. Look,
Garrett's getting.
Look at Puig.
Puig said,
well, "What'd it do?"
Yeah. I am here.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm here. Anyway, that's good memories, man. Amir Garrett, listen. Just imagine him getting fouled hard. You know, hey, who's going to foul Amir Garrett? Nobody.
No, we cool.
Yeah.
We cool.
We're going to put him in line. Anyways, good segment. We'll take a quick break. Then a quick segment at the top of 5 o'clock hour. We'll do it, diving into some college football, obviously coming up, and some NFL news. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.